Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's have a look at the weather. It's beautiful today, 12 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze, so it says. So at the moment we've got... we've got beautiful weather out there. It's feeling lovely. Feeling cold, though. Chance of rain by about 5 o'clock is about 70%, and it goes up a little bit more to about 80%. So probably around about 4 o'clock till 7, you might have some rain. Hopefully, the clouds will keep clear and we'll keep this little bit of sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks to Mikey for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He's going to be back to do it tomorrow from 7 o'clock. You got me for the next 3 hours with a mix of music and chat. And we'll be trying to keep things light and fun. Light and fun. That's what we're going to be doing on the show today. We spent today for lunch, who does the Saturday show here on Phoenix FM, the weekend wind-up. I laughed for about 2.5 hours. We've now got a catchphrase, which I might mention on air. I might not, but we would just... you get somebody just makes you laugh, and he's very good to check out his show. But we were just laughing, and it's nice sometimes when you go out. We don't see each other very often, probably about once or twice a year. Because our shows don't cross, obviously, because he's here on a Saturday. But I laughed. I really did laugh. And I had a nice chicken skewer as well. I like my chicken skewers. I've got some out in the freezer, actually, so I'll have more today. it was good fun. It's always good to catch up with somebody you've not spoken to for a long time. There is no question of the day. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I've been doing this show for about 13 years, and today I was like, I haven't got a question of the day. If you can think of a question of the day you would like me to share with everybody, and then we can get some answers, and I'll put it up online. But today I was like, what can I do? And I was like, no. You can check out the interview, which took me a very long time to do, Stephen Foster Pilkington. And the only reason was is there was a couple of videos I wanted to do, and I always want to make sure that interviews are edited correctly and, uploaded well. So I always make sure my interviews are done to the best of my ability. I don't just top and tail things. I go through and I listen and I make sure it flows really nicely, because they're guests. You know, guests come into the show and I want to make sure that they get the full works. Most of the time I just cut out my own rambling or chatting away. So don't go and check it out, because he did 2 great live performances in the studio, and a really interesting guy. I'm also going to put up the poem that he did. It's basically some of his lyrics, but it was so thought-provoking. I'm actually going to do a separate page just with that on it, because it was just fabulous. So that's up on the Phoenix FM website right now. But there's loads more on there, so go and check it out. We're going to kick off with... I don't know what to kick off with today. Are we in a party mood this morning? What do you think? Because the sun's out, isn't it? I don't know. Should we go for something like disco-y, do you think? What about... I don't know. What do you think? Oh, I know. Let's do a little bit of... what about a little bit of Chic to kick us off? Good times. Everybody dance. I might have that, actually. Yeah, let's do a little bit of disco to set the show off. Here is Chic with Everybody Dance. Everybody dance. We've got some independent music coming up on the show as well. I'll be playing that out in a while. Come on, this is like, how can you not want to dance to this? I think it's over 45 years old, but I don't get... I'm pretending I'm playing the bass at the moment, which I can't. Oh, come on, if you were out, you know, back in the day, this came on, you'd be like, hold on, Brenda, hold me handbag, here we go. Woo! Oh, yeah. Woo, clap your hands, clap your hands. Come on, everybody, let's sing. Everybody dance. Woo, clap your hands, clap your hands, because it's sunny, come on.
Everybody dance, ooh, clap your hands. Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
Ooh, what I need is cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Sunset, let me exhale my exes. Baby, 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 would you?
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
You can make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh,
when I see the sunrise of you, make it up much better. So we're gonna make it all worth it,
worth it, worth it,
worth it. Ooh,
worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it,
worth it,
worth it. Ooh, give all of the time I should be working on me.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it.
The night.
Something about it's making me cry.
My soul, it did decide.
Feel my body shuffle in your one
eye. I'd love to
let me have the time of my life.
Check your credentials, self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be.
Baby, would you?
Baby, would you?
Would you make it alright?
Would you make it alright?
Maybe that much better.
Maybe that much
you wanted, you can make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it.
If you're worth it,
ooh, let's do.
When I see the sunrise, you make it that much better.
So you're gonna make it all worth it.
Sipping on Chardonnay 2016, baby.
Sounding like a dream, baby. Somehow I'm so captured by you. I'm rearranging all of my plans and I'm holding my breath. As I hope you make it worth it.
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all worth it.
Gonna make it all worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh.
the night.
This is the night.
My soul, it did decide.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Who Chloe Burrows is, probably because I don't watch. She's somebody from Love Island, I don't know. That could be wrong. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be rude or anything, but I've just seen in the papers. Chloe Burrows, who you might know, breaks down in tears after admitting she faked romance with a reality star to earn $250,000 in a year in a new documentary. Well, I say good on you. Why not? Who cares? Who cares? I don't care. I think that's a good bit of business sense. You're not hurting anybody by doing that. You're just giving off that thing of, like, we're having this romance, it's wonderful, blah, 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 blah. Film us, look at us in the papers, blah, blah, blah. And you earn $250,000. Who cares? I'd do that, wouldn't you, if it was a fake romance for a year? Of course I would. I would. The couple split in 2022 And Chloe set out to investigate the way celebrity couples can make money through the media for a Channel 4 documentary, Love in the Limelight Untold. Having heard there was a potential to make $250,000 a year from a fake media romance, Chloe set up photographers of herself on various outings with the reality star, who was 31. I say absolutely great. I say fine, great, do it. Sometimes I think couples, they do stay together because they do make a lot more money from, you know, celebrity couples being together. And it is about making money at the end of the day, isn't it? If you're in that kind of showbiz world, whatever it is, whether you were Brad and Angelina or Chloe and her partner, you're still making money. I mean, $250,000 in a year is fabulous, because you probably get endorsements and all sorts of things and go to club night openings and, you know, people want to meet you and greet and all that, and the, you know, selling merchandise. I mean, you just got to make as much as you can. If you're in that world, that is. And then you have to take all the knocks of people having to go about your looks and everything else and your social media. I mean, you know. But again, you just have to ignore things like that on social media. There's plenty of people I follow on TikTok that get just get some horrible comments. And they're like, what makes... I've never written, okay, I have never written... Somebody was talking about this on TikTok. I have never willingly written a nasty comment in the whole time I've been on the internet, and that's a very long time. I've never written anything horrible under somebody's post, ever. Even if I don't agree with what they said, I don't comment, but I wouldn't put anything. I moan about stuff on my thread occasionally. Most of the time it's quite jolly, but occasionally I do, about the bins and things stop, Michelle, stop about the bins, things like that. But I've never put down, I've never seen, you know, you get girls or guys that are trying on outfits and say, what do you think, this is for a bigger body, and what do you think, and there's people going on about their weight. Now, I've never said that. You'd go, yeah, you look great, you look good for you, looks really nice. But there's other people that take the time to actually just not be unrealistic. I'm just saying, nasty comments. You can have your opinion. I suppose people go, well, if you put yourself out there, what do you expect? But I don't know who these people are that get off from writing. I mean, I went to see that Vulcan aeroplane in Southend last weekend, and I did a little video of it. It's up online, you can have a look. I was really interested in the wingspan. It's a huge thing, and I believe they do drop they're built to drop an atomic bomb or something along those lines. And somebody said to me, I didn't know that you like killing machines. And I'm like, what? I just went on to say that to Southend. I wasn't like going to, you know, I walked in and there was a lot of people from the army there and different army trucks and things like that, you know, our guys that go out and fight on our behalf and just classic cars and things like that. I didn't in my mind go, oh, today I'm going to go out and see a killing machine. I didn't think that. So I just came back and said, like, nobody wants to go to war. Who wants to go to war? Nobody. Not any civilians. I mean, we don't ever want to go to war. But, yeah, you get these very strange things, don't you, on socials. Anyway, Chloe has made $250,000. I say good on her.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So pocket Lexus. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado.
In my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Surviving.
A breakup, kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Take it to the
floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give, come take it to the floor now. Ooh.
to the
floor. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh.
Oops, splash.
To the floor now, ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, boots,
soda genic, photogenic, shoot.
does snow. There will come a time, though, everybody counting on a hero. Pointing at the star, quite where did he go? Body sat at home in his tight clothes, dreaming of the days when he was known. Saving the world from the bad, but mostly sad and lonely.
That is the exact opposite, and they're going to be my guests on the 2nd of May. Can't wait to speak to them ahead of their album release on the 3rd of May.
Absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, on Tuesday, the 30th of April, there's a charity jazz night at Barswell Social Club in Brentwood, a concert featuring headline vocalist Lily Dior in aid of the Spotlight Charity Appeal to improve cancer treatment for people in Essex. 8 p.m. start, tickets are £10 in advance, £12 on the door.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Coming up next, let's have a little bit of Katy Perry. Here she is with Small Talk.
Isn't it strange? They used to know me. All the highs and lows and in-betweens, and now you see me and just say, hey. Isn't it weird that you see me naked? We had conversations about forever, now it's about the weather, okay? I just can't believe we went from strangers to lovers to strangers in a lifetime. Now just memories, we've gone from strangers to lovers to strangers. Yeah. Acting like we never met, faking like we just forget we were lovers, and now there's nothing left but small talk. Had every inch of your skin, there's no your hands haven't been. Ain't it funny, 'cause now there's nothing left but small talk. Isn't it wild that I know your weakness, and everybody at the party thinks that you're the best since sliced bread. And isn't it awkward, I gotta know somebody, and honestly I'll probably be a while before we can just be friends.
Small talk.
Acting like we never met, faking like we just forget we were lovers, and now there's nothing left but small talk. Had every inch of your skin, there's no your hands haven't been. Ain't it funny, 'cause now there's nothing left but small talk. Blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah. Now there's nothing left but small talk. Blah 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 blah. Acting like we never met, faking like we just forget we were lovers, and now there's nothing left. Blah 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 blah, blah blah.
Zootons with Creeping on the Dance Floor.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you this morning. Brook Street roundabout is flowing nicely. Heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through the tunnel, not too bad. And heading up towards the M11 turn off, that's not too bad at the moment, running pretty smoothly. A1023 down the High Street is looking fine, and Wilson's Corner always a tad busy, but nothing major. You've also got Mount Nessing. Let's have a little look. Oh, no, that seems to have cleared. No problems there. Margaretting, you've got a road closed due to construction on Wants Road, both ways from Rittle Road to the B1002. And as you head on the A12 all the way from Brook Street roundabout, is running pretty smoothly, but you do have the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16, 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions, and they're doing the road resurfacing work. And if you want to turn off for Chelmsford, I still believe that it's actually closed to turn off on the A12. You just go down to the next junction, Gallywood, and then follow the diversions there. It's got here slow traffic on the A414 Malden Road westbound from Rithams Lane to the A12 Junction 18 Danbury in the construction area. Temporary traffic lights are in place. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math. It ain't had enough. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name. I won't give it up. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing these games with you? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. I've been reading notes, and I can't make sense of it. Ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing these games with you? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. Take me as I am, I'm tired of dancing around the point.
you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I've just eaten a couple of biscuits. I know I shouldn't have done. You know, I say I don't buy biscuits. I bring them in. I eat them over a few, over a few days. I've just eaten. They're really nice. Three. And they're full of chocolate. They're like thick, thick chocolate. And there's a wafer thin bit of biscuit in the middle. So my indigestion will kick off in a while. I should go quite rapid in a while as well. The energy levels and the sugar rush will hit me. And then you will hear my voice going blah, 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 as quickly as possible. Thank the Lord that the wonderful Francesca bought me in a pair of spare glasses after mine, which I'd only worn for a couple of days, paid 20 quid from, got smashed. The other ones lasted years. I need reading glasses for my phone. I otherwise can't see. I've already got the font up on my phone. In fact, it's so big, if you were about four rows behind me in the cinema, you'd be reading all my text messages. Actually, that's a lie. I don't think it's Alex's biggest setting. No, it's not. It's not. Let me have a look at the text message. Let's see. Yeah. No, but I think it could go bigger. I'm sure that I could actually put that bigger and make it even more direct. I need to get a bigger phone. I want to get a new phone. It'll just be like this phone. But I need to get a proper case for it. Always get a good case for your phone. The one I normally buy, which I've had on this phone and my other phones, is about 50 quid. It's quite expensive. But I have accidentally, I didn't throw my phone down the stairs. It fell down the stairs. I've dropped it from a height. And it's never broken. And the only time my phone ever broken, I was outside Phoenix FM. And I had it in like a little wallet thing. And I took it out of the wallet. I'd had my phone for, I don't know, 2 years or something. I took it out of the wallet and then immediately just dropped it on the floor and it cracked the screen. So I don't know why I did it. Sausage rolls for lunch. What's this? Sausage rolls for lunch, then followed by chicken pie for dinner. Someone made us some lemon and raisin oat biscuits for Easter. They were delicious. Oh, good morning. Hello, Alison. I made a nice chicken pie a couple of weeks ago, actually. Chicken and leek with ham. I'm salivating. Although it had a very thick buttery pastry. I think if I do it again, I'll get like phyllo pastry or something on top and won't bother doing it, making my own pastry. It was so buttery, I was having difficulty lifting it off the work surface to actually throw it onto the pie. It kept falling apart and then it was like a patchwork pie. It still tasted lovely though. I had it for about 6 days. When I make pies and anything, I make them for 8 people because I don't want to muck about with... the amount of food, the amount of ingredients and stuff. I can't help it. It's the way I am. It's Squeeze with Cool for Cats.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got the work to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I give a little muscle and I spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Lots of questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
I have got the wrong version of this song on the system. And I think Nick is listening. So, Nick, I do apologise. This is the JoJo Man Band with Happy. Now, I think I've got the wrong version of Happy. I did have the other version, so I've got a couple of versions. And I think this might be the version before the one that's actually out now. But it's still called Happy. So I'm going to play it for you because you know I love the JoJo Man Band. So, Nick, if this is the wrong one, just tell me. Because I've got a feeling that it probably is. And the other one is still on my PC when I was meant to upload it yesterday. So please let me know if you're listening. But anyway, this is the JoJo Man Band. Go and check him out on Bandcamp. He's got loads of fantastic music out and we love him here on Phoenix FM. So does Bob as well.
Oh, my God. celebration. Hip hip parade, love. Photographs in sepia tones, so still the fire's barely fighting the cold. Alone. There are times when I can feel your ghost, just when I'm almost letting you go. The cards were stacked against us both.